pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you'll be so kind as to do the roll call.
Commissioner DeGennaro.
Present.
Commissioner Leonard.
Present.
Commissioner Claude.
Present.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Third and final. Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Okay. Number four. Are there any additions, corrections to the agenda?
No.
Okay. Can I have a motion to accept?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. Okay. So be it. Did you have a chance to read the minutes from August 11th?
Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion to accept.
I'll second it.
All in favor? Aye. So be it. Any old business?
I have none.
No old business?
No.
New business?
Nothing from my end.
Okay. Department reports.
The activity report, the only thing of note once again is the vehicle thefts as compared to last year. Deputy Chief Grogan kind of briefed you on what's going on with that. It's just an uptick that we're seeing again throughout the valley. We have a plan in place, and we're using some of that grant money to saturate the area, so hopefully we could kind of squash that a little bit. Other than that, we've had no major activity.
Is it the early morning thefts again, like we had like a couple of years ago where there were when people are idling their cars,
Not necessarily. Yeah. It's really these Hyundais and Kias and stuff still that these young kids just have. They can get into those things in like.
Thank you, YouTube.
You know, 30 seconds. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's really the main ones that are getting stolen. And they just take them somewhere, drop them off on the street, and you know, they're ready. They get another one and drive it back.
That's crazy. Thank you. Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
We had a sexual assault at the football game the other night.
Yeah. That was a brief time. I don't discount what you're saying. I just, whatever the circumstance, either it didn't rise to my level or somebody dropped the ball. And I wasn't really on it.
All right. From what I understand, it was definitely a sexual assault at the field. I guess where high school is, the field area, I guess. I don't know if they had a new tie. He had a game there at the time.
First game of the season.
They did have a game there.
It was a scrimmage in Seymour.
Right, right. Did you hear the same thing?
Yes.
Yeah. I know they had something going on because I heard it on the scanner, then they called for the dog.
Our personnel actually transported it to the hospital.
They did? Yeah, they called for an ambulance for the girl, right?
This was Friday?
Friday night,
yeah. The same night, I remember I texted you about the phone.
Yes.
92-year-old guy.
Yes.
I think that was one right after another.
Yeah, that was the same time.
Budget, really, the only thing of issue is we're heavily overspent in police vehicle maintenance. Some of that, I'm sure, is probably due to start of the year.
The encumbrances.
Some of it is, right?
Yes.
But we'll have to keep an eye on that. Other than that, nothing really of note in the budget. Doing okay there. I don't have any general department updates, so that's about all I have for the department reports.
How do three officers, new officers, make it out of the academy?
Doing okay? Well, as far as I understand. I forget her name, but the female recruit had a minor injury during defensive tactics, but she didn't miss any time for the academy or anything like that. So, but no, as far as I know, everything's going fine, and they're on schedule for goodness, what is that, March?
March graduation.
March graduation was likely around 6 months.
Nice.
So we got 2 months, 2.5 months of a field term. So hopefully there'll be road strength in late May.
Nice.
That'll help.
For sure. Three birds in the world, yeah. That definitely will help.
You'd be up to full capacity then, right?
That puts us to full staff.
Nice.
But then I'm gone within 30 days after that, so it's right back to my just one again, so. If I make it that far.
Okay, any communications?
I don't have any.
None? Okay. Traffic Authority business.
I have one issue. Hawthorne Avenue. Mini bikes, electric bike bicycles, motorcycles, and I watched the drag race going up by my house from North Avenue around the corner. One of them ended up in somebody's driveway. Can we get some motor vehicle enforcement in that area?
We can certainly try. As you know, they won't stop for us, we can't chase them.
So,
They've done it already.
They actually...
Traffic enforcement on North End.
It's getting bad.
It really is.
I can't believe it.
Put it back out there, but what happens is these young kids know the second the guys turn the lights on, they just take off, and the guys turn the lights off, and that's it.
Yeah.
But especially the bikes, the electric bikes and the motorcycles are bad there. They just don't care. They don't move over. It's only a matter of time. They get on the electric bikes, they ride in the middle of the road in the dark. No lights.
We've got a kid on his dirt bike, comes back and forth in front of the police department pulling wheelies all day, every day, just trying to get somebody to try to chase him. We can't. We can do it. We do our best to try to get, but he doesn't even have a plate on. So unless someone says who he is, take a picture,
they
just don't care.
Masks and everything else.
Up on a wire up across the road.
Believe me.
Sometimes you wonder. When the guy wrecked and he got hit, then into a house, I went out to see if the driver was okay. And I was kind of besmirched by the neighbors. What are you going to do? You guys got to do something. I was like, look, I'll bring it back to our meeting and see what we can do. But I was very happy to get out with my skin. And the sad part is I was forced to agree with them.
That sucks.
Well, the best way they could do makes a change in that. It's with their right to vote. But
I understand that.
As you guys all know, we're completely handcuffed.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing we can
do. Big time.
I mean, we could try to stop them, but they won't stop for us, so.
I feel like a good stick in a spoke wouldn't hurt. But, I digress sometimes. I really do. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Last time that was down the Brown Derby.
Yeah.
Charlie Sapkowski, Shelton, the state trooper.
Yep.
Baton right in the spokes. Yep. Boom.
It was an awesome shot.
Oh, yeah, it certainly was.
You don't have to chase him.
No.
Just call my ambulance.
Yeah. Is he still around?
He died.
I didn't know that.
Charlie died. He died.
He got that heart, didn't he?
He got diagnosed with a bad heart, and he died like 2 weeks later. Oh.
It's a good cop.
Yeah. Charlie Sapkowski. I go to the Sugar Shack every Friday night, and Scott Nimmons comes all the time, and I met his wife. She started showing up. She said, I think you knew my dad. I said, who's your dad? She says, Charlie Sapkowski. That's his daughter.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't know.
Blueberry Lane, Shelton, they came from. Zeke. He was a crazy guy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep.
Well, item 11, adjournment.
Have we been contacted by the hospital for their walkathon that they're doing?
And Brian may have been. I have not heard anything. Yeah. But that wouldn't necessarily come to my level anymore. It would have to come to this meeting. But
it's another traffic thing that they take over the road and walk down the road.
Yep, and in the early stages of that, gosh, what's been going on now, 10, 15 years, in the early stages of that, we attempted to get better control over it, and we were met with an incredible amount of political backlash that they didn't want us putting any pressure on them to comply with anything, and it's once again, it's out of control.
They're aware the hospital isn't there.
Yeah.
Well, we're the traffic authority, so we could do something about it.
Well, we try to make them stay on the sidewalk, but it's grown so large, it's nearly impossible.
Really?
I mean, they would have to revamp their entire thing and send people out in like groups of 20 max at a time and do an all-day event type of thing. But or they have to change it into a road closure event type of thing. But I believe Ansonia was never on board with that either because it involves Ansonia streets too. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
We could.
Well, I'm just saying the ambulance. We gotta jump through the hoops.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know that, huh?
Huh?
You didn't know that, huh?
Once again.
Big money making entity always works.
Only one thing left, right?
Huh?
Only one thing left to do.
What's that?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Enjoy.